have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. And how y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. The biblical question: which do you prefer? No, why do you prefer mercy over sacrifice? Why do you prefer mercy over sacrifice? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing what you got to do, but you want to still listen to the show as it is happening, you can, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Hey, are you saying I said the biblical question wrong? Oh, the biblical question: why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why? Amazing. 888-77-5373. I forgot where I was now. To donate, what? Oh, did I do cameo? Hey, interrupt me now. I don't know where I was. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Friday again. Again. What the? And it's my last day for most people, but not all. It doesn't matter what you look like, you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
A senior safety researcher at an AI company, Anthropic, quit his job yesterday with a very stark warning, claiming AI could wipe out humanity by the end of the decade.
I'm obsolete.
And ultimately, working will be optional, because you'll have robots plus AI.
Shut it down.
He worked for both Anthropic and OpenAI, and he says neither AI giant is acting responsibly.
That is my wife.
Universal high income, meaning anyone can have any products or services that they want.
But
there will be a lot of trauma and disruption along the way.
What the? So they're going to have AI dancing like black women? What the? A spiritual battle. What a mess. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle. It is, a spiritual battle, a warfare between right and wrong. And wrong is winning in most people because most people don't want to change. I am concerned, or I realize most people are not going to make it. They're not going to endure and make this journey. They're not going to finish the race. And the reason they're not going to finish it is because all their lives, as all of us do, and not just them, but all of us, they have identified a reaction and created such a monumental false identity, big identity. It's so big, so huge, that they don't want to endure. They don't want to, because if they didn't want to, they would do it. But they don't want to endure to the end. They don't want, they give up along the way. They're lazy, they forget, and they don't want to endure to the end. Some men and women do. They're hanging in there. It doesn't matter how rough the road gets, how difficult the moment, they're staying with it. But most people are not. They forget to be present. They say, I didn't do this silent prayer. I haven't done it in a while. Why am I having these problems? Am I this and my problem that? They don't realize or don't care or too lazy to know that they're falling back into the darkness. And once you go back into it, it's worse than what you left or attempted to leave or left for a little bit. They're like, this is too hard. It's taking too long. When will it end? They see in the beginning, there's something else there. And they know that there's something else ain't normal. It ain't pretty. So they start out because it sounds good. It makes sense. But after a while, they go back. And I hear it time and time again. Not a lot, but a lot. Not a lot, but a lot, right? I want to encourage those who are staying with it, no matter what, stand present and have committed to they have committed to enduring to the end. I have a theme this year is to endure to the end of the fellowship theme. And I hear some people say, I'm afraid to die, Jesse. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to die. And what they're saying when they say, I don't want to die, I'm afraid to die, they're saying, I'm afraid of losing my false identities. I'm afraid of dying from that because that's the only thing that can die. When you leave your body, if you still identify with your thoughts and feelings, that's going to fade away when you die and you're going to have nothing. And so people who are afraid of dying, they're afraid of dying from the false self, the illusionary self. Isn't that amazing? Have no fear. Death has no power. Death has no control. So why not let it die now while you're alive? Eternal life is here now and forevermore. But you don't want eternal life. You want time. You want now. For those men and women who are giving up or falling back or, oh, I do, I be still once in a while. I haven't done it in 6 months. And then you cry. But I want to encourage those men and women who are going to stand with it and dying daily. Just stay with it. You won't regret it, this, I promise. You will have eternal life right here on earth. And the beauty about it, you don't need anyone else. You don't need a preacher. You don't need a teacher. You don't need your parents. You don't need anyone to know the truth because the truth is in you. Some of the things that people are believing is mind-blowing to me. And I understand it, though, when you're into belief, when you're into faith or believing about God, believing about this or that, believing in religion, it's shocking what you can believe. But you never examine to see it doesn't work. I mentioned yesterday, have you noticed that all people who believe in God are lost? They're lost. They're unhappy. They're sad. Their hearts are wicked, angry, resentful, judgmental. They have fear. They're in all kind of bad relationships. And then they're still trying to make the relationship work. But they believe in God. And then religious people, because they believe in God, they fight one another all in the name of love. They fight one another. They have wars. Also, I realized in talking to some people who approached me yesterday after the show, that people who believe in God, they have an image of God that fits their needs, that make them feel like God. That's why you hear most people saying when somebody die, oh, that was such a good, sweet person. I can see them looking down from heaven at me. They're like, their death gonna touch everybody. They were such a nice person. I noticed that people with belief in God, everybody go to heaven. It don't matter how nasty they were or mean, how evil they were while they lived. People who believe in God, when a family member die or a friend or someone die, and they get up and speak about the prayer, everybody going to heaven. Isn't that something? They even think they're going to heaven with wicked hearts because they have built false images of God in their own mind, saying that they believe in God. And they create this image of God that they believe in. And that God is made in their image. And it's a false God. What a mess. It's a spirited deal, folks. It's truly spiritual. It asks you to examine yourself to see what's going on inside of you. You're going to see that it is truly a spiritual battle, and it's inside of you, not outside of you. And if you stay with it, you will overcome it. You will overcome it. You will see that you've been set up by the religious teachers. They don't want you to know that you don't need a physical teacher. And a right physical teacher will point you back to the teacher within. I want to say you may not hear about this growing up, so you don't know, but the right Christ, the right teacher points you back to the spirit of truth within. Christ always pointed people back to within. Look within. It is finished. It is done. The kingdom of heaven, eternal life, is at hand. It's right here and right now. But you don't want that. Y'all want to be taught outside. And so when I point you back to the teacher within, and I encourage you or suggest that you stay in the light, you won't do that. You love the darkness. You love your pain. You love your misery. You love your emotions. Human beings love emotions. What do you mean? Christ was emotional. He tore down the temple. That's a lie. Christ was not emotional. Emotions are evil, whether you want to accept or believe it or not. It is. Have you noticed that all, oh, this is a good one. It just occurred. It just occurred right now. Oh, God. Have you noticed? If not, pay attention to yourself and to others. All people, not one, who believe that Christ was emotional and he tore down the temple, the things in the temple there, they believe that that's why it's okay to be angry or resentful or emotional, because Christ was. Have you noticed that they're evil at heart and that they have no love and they have fear? Because they're believing a lie. They think they're being like Christ. And then they cry at night. All people who believe that Christ was emotional, so they got to hold on to theirs too. Christ was angry. Amazing, huh? But for those men and women who are starting to see that anger, thoughts, and anger are evil, they're waking up and they're feeling better. They're seeing, they're walking taller. They have peace. They're walking into peace. Hell is not heaven. And human beings are not God. A spiritual battle. And it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better on earth, except for the individual, the male or the female, that stays on that journey, that straight and narrow path that you must take along. You can't be trying to save people. Who are you that you can save somebody? I was trying to help. And they don't get better. They get worse because you're in the way. You're evil. But it's my family members. And I love my family members. It's my brother. It's my sister. It's my daddy. It's my mama. It's my adult children. I feel so bad for them. I gotta help. They hate you for helping. And then you hate them because they don't appreciate your help. You see, after a while, because your help was all about you, playing God. I suggest for those men and women around the world, you stay present. You stay with it. I don't care who fall away or why they fall away, you stay with it. You're responsible for you and no one else is responsible for you, and you are not responsible for them. You are not your brother's keeper. Either early this year or late last year, we mentioned over in Europe there, maybe the UK or somewhere in Europe, the European citizens are not allowed to carry the Second Amendment around with them. They're not allowed to have it. But there are illegals or immigrant, whatever you want to call them, in their country who are allowed to carry those knives with them. And then they're getting, they say, well, are these Indian people or Asai people?
Indians.
Indian people.
Well, they're Sikh.
Sikh.
I think that's, I think they're oftentimes Sikh. Indian.
Sikh people in foreign countries, in the white man's land, can carry these long blade knives because they say, well, this is our religious reason. This is for a religious reason. So the government in Europe, parts of Europe at least, allow these people to carry knives. And as a result, there's been reports of them killing European citizens because the citizens don't have anything to defend themselves with. Just think about that. Your own government in your own country tell you, the citizen, you can't protect yourself, but they tell the intruder, you can protect yourself. You can carry knives around and you can kill European citizens. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. Your own government. Well, I said then, I guess you're not supposed to say, I told you so. Is that right?
If you're a kid and your mother says, don't tell people, told you.
But when you warn somebody about something and they don't listen and they end up falling in a ditch anyway, are you supposed to say to that person, I told you so?
Depends.
On what?
On whether you want to be nice.
Oh. I have a couple of friends, and she was having problems and postpartum thing. And I told her to go to the doctor when it first began. I'm like, why don't you just go to the, suggested, why don't you go to the doctor now and get it taken care of so that you don't have to spend so much time not functioning. And she was like, oh, no, I can take care of this. And time went by. And she didn't take care of it. Everything she did not work. And so finally, she ended up going to the doctor for her postpartum. And the doctor said, oh, okay, here's what you need. Take this, take that, do this. And they start to feel better. And then, so then, they still have to waste time, but they feel the better. I'm like, I didn't say to them, I told you so. I almost said, I told you so. But that's why I'm asking hate today about this knife thing in Europe. Am I supposed to say, I told you so? Or is it wrong? Am I wrong for being all that I can be? Hey, should I say I told you so about the Europe thing?
Yeah, you can see it.
I told you so. I said the same thing that's happening in Europe, the stabbing, the taking over the country by the illegals. I said, it's going to happen in America. I said, it's going to happen in America. I said to white people, as I've been saying for years, over 37 years, or around 37 years, y'all better speak up. Don't be afraid. You're not responsible for the black failure in life. They are responsible, the individual, but they didn't listen. And now they're afraid to a point that they won't even defend themselves. I told you so. I told you that when we report on the stabbing there in Europe with these people that seek, according to report, that is allowed to carry these knives, and you as a citizen cannot protect yourself. You can't carry a knife. You can't carry a weapon to protect yourself. I said that this has happened in America, and so the same stabbing that's happening in Europe, according to reports, will be happening in America. And lo and behold, lo and behold, I even told white people that in Africa, the black took over, the white people gave Mommy Africa, South Africa, over to the blacks. And it's hell to pay now in this trouble in the land. They destroyed it. And according to the report, the white people ran out to the foreign lands. And the blacks followed them out there to kill, to rob, steal, and kill. And it's happening. And I said to the whites, moving to the suburb is not going to save you anymore. They're gonna go out there to the suburb and get you. And lo and behold, I remember when the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, was in the White House. He wanted to build low-income homes in the suburbs. We're gonna take the trouble to you, white people. You trying to run? Nowhere to run. I got nowhere to hide to, baby. Evil inside of yourself, it doesn't stop until you allow the light to stop it, until you want to overcome it. As long as you hold on to it, identify with it, and stay with it, you get worse because it spreads inside of you. And then it spreads outside of you to your children, to your husband or wife, men, to your jobs, to your friendships, to your governmentships, to your religious ship, all your ships, it spreads. There's no end to the destruction of evil until you overcome it. Until you overcome it. When I come back from this short break, according to this report, I'm just going by the report, but it looked like the same thing happened in Europe as far as the stabbing is concerned by these people carrying the knives because of their religious status, according to the report. It's happening here now. I told you. But no! Like I tell you to stay in the light so you can be free, you prefer the darkness. I'll be right back. Run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Let's see, what's happening today? At 9 a.m. today. 9 a.m. It's Friday. Oh, yeah, busy day. At 9 a.m. today, no hate report, but the American Anchor Baby. At 9 a.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby is ready and willing to bring you the best Anchor Baby show on the planet at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a very interesting and fun discussion with David Mauricio. He's a liberal debater and content creator.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you Jewish?
It's just curly hair.
The only thing that's missing is the hat.
Okay. A lot of people are liberal.
Being a liberal is a woman thing.
Is it a woman thing, really?
Yeah. Do you ever follow a woman?
I would follow a woman, yeah.
Oh, beta.
You're more successful than a lot of white people.
You think?
Look, you have your own show.
I have the brain of a white man. Okay. What's wrong with the blacks?
They're great people, just so you know. Great people.
I'm not going to let you rest your case. It's not happening.
When I see him, I see Jewish. I can't see white man. I see his white skin color, But with that all that hair, curly hair there, and being white, he looked like a Jew. But he says he's not. But you're going to really, really enjoy him at 11 a.m. today. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or Jesse Lee Peterson. .locals.com. And I appreciate it. And then Sunday morning, don't you hate people that go, Sunday morning fellowship. Sunday morning fellowship. For all are invited, and they are amazing. Doors open at 10:30, meeting starts at 11. The meeting starts at 11, and come on down, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And if you can't, you can watch it live there on the YouTube channel, rebuildingtheman.com/church, rebuildingtheman.com/church. It's for all, everybody, all right? I want to show you, I mentioned in the open this morning that, before the break, that we have been reporting on stabbing in Europe by the, what they call the shits, the sheets. Is that sheets? Oh, Sikhs.
Sikhs.
Oh, Sikhs.
Or Sikh.
How do you spell that?
S-I-K-H.
Oh, the Sikh.
Sikh or Sikh.
Mm-hmm. Sikh, okay.
Yes.
And they'll allow, because of their religious belief or whatever they call it, they are allowed to carry these knives in the white man's country. And the white man is not allowed to have any protection. It's like a setup. Isn't that amazing? Your own government is setting you up to be wounded or killed in some cases. And I said, this is coming to the white man land, because if you notice, the white man land in this country too, if you notice, everywhere white men have built countries where they are made great, the illegals are allowed to go in there and destroy. From Africa, from all our towns, countries, or wherever. And the government invite them in or open the door so they can just come in. In our country, thank God, we do have a great white hope, a president. Some people call him amazing. Some call him a king. Some call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. At least he's stopping, to the best of his ability, the illegals from coming into this country, America, and they're trying to make it great again, safe again, great again, and everything. But over in Europe, they have no help, zero. And God forbid that President Trump should ever leave office. It's going to be over for America. It's completely over. Because right now, I don't see anyone who is capable of taking over and doing what this Donald Trump has done or is doing to make America safe and healthy and great again. Now, unless he, one of those people that work for him now, one of the guys that work for him now, and the president endorses him and he should win, and then behind the scene, the president is advising him and still telling him, you know, how to make things better, then we have a chance. America has a chance. But I told you that the same stabbings that would happen in Europe will happen in America. I didn't say it might happen. I said it will happen. And lo and behold, now, I don't know this. I'm going by the report only. So I don't know the whole detail yet. But we will stay on this. And Haight has some updates on this, what I'm about to show you. According to the Hindustan Times, what's this time? Is in India or somewhere?
I think so. Hindustan Times, I'm not sure. I haven't really looked into it.
Are they in our country, the Hindu Times, Stan?
I'm not sure.
It's an Indian publication.
English language daily newspaper based in Delhi.
What the?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are reporting that Andrew Misfit, Dubafit, Wimsack, Andrew Wimsack, a 62-year-old resident of Austin, Texas, was the victim of a fatal stabbing on September 7th, 2026. Oh, that was Labor Day, by the way, Socialist Day. The incident occurred in a park in Round, Texas. Round Rock, Texas. Watch this from Fox 7, Austin.
26-year-old Benedict Ogbo Diegu now facing a murder charge after allegedly stabbing a 62-year-old man to death in the middle of Chandler Creek Park on Monday.
And police say the 62-year-old victim was just sitting at a bench like this one when Benedict supposedly came up behind him, knife in hand, wrapped his arm around him, and began stabbing him multiple times in the neck.
The whole incident caught on a nearby camera. The victim, now identified as Andrew Winsat, fell to the ground after being stabbed. Police say Benedict kneeled down and continued to stab Winsat. He then used his shirt to wipe the blood off his blade and ran off.
We looked over and we just saw 10, 15 squad cars right in this area right here.
Law enforcement flooding to the scene as the search for Benedict began. Workers at a nearby McDonald's telling detectives that a person matching his description had come into the restaurant. Video footage would then show him getting into an SUV. Detectives would track his license plate to a home along Matagorda Drive in Round Rock. They would obtain footage from a nearby neighbor, which appeared to show Benedict leaving his home earlier that day, about 30 minutes before the attack. In his pocket was an object similar to a knife. He could then be seen returning to his home about 7 minutes after Winsat was killed. After seeing the video, detectives made contact with Benedict and eventually arrested him.
I would say hi to him, and he would sort of look the other way and walk.
Neighbors told Fox 7 that Benedict had been living in the neighborhood for the past few years. He could be seen almost every day taking a walk through the streets, but never said a word.
I got sort of a weird vibe from him, mostly because he never said anything back to me when I said hello. And I just tried to avoid him after that.
Police would perform a search warrant at Benedict's home, where in a trash can, they would find clothes matching what the suspect was wearing during the attack and a 5.5-inch blade, which appeared to have blood on it.
Amazing, huh? Our enemy is within each one of us and outside of us and these people. And just think about this. When Joe Biden was in office, and they were allowing these people to come in by the thousands, and we were reporting on it. And now they're taking over the land, and this is what's happening. And it's going to get worse. Did they show a picture of Andrew?
I don't know if they showed a picture of him.
Okay, Derek telling me no. All right. Amazing, huh?
We have, I mean, I've seen pictures of him.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
He's white?
Yes.
Oh, he's white. No wonder. White life don't matter in America, in European countries, white countries. White lives don't matter to these people and to the government.
I'll paste that into the chat in case they can pull that up.
Okay. So you have an update on this story, right?
Well, I have
more details.
More details, yeah. So the Round Rock man, the black dude, walked up behind the 62-year-old stranger sitting near a park bench Monday morning, wraps his arm around him and stabs him repeatedly in the neck. Andrew James Winsat tried to fight back, but surveillance video shows that he couldn't. This is according to Austin Justice on X. A passerby found his body near the Chandler Creek Trail over there in Texas. 26-year-old Benedict Ogbodiegwu Jr. arrested before at least 3 times. This guy.
Wow.
2017, charged with theft. A state jail felony dismissed. January 2026 this year, arrested for theft. Court ordered a competency evaluation, committed him for restoration in February. The competency hearing was set for May 29th, but it was canceled. The theft charge was dismissed April 7th. In May this year, 2026, arrested again, this time for giving police false identification. 3 cases, 3 dismissals, now a first-degree murder. So the way that they caught this guy, a neighbor had surveillance video, and so he had walked into the park, stopped for a drink at a water fountain by the basketball court, and then he saw this guy. Here's the picture of the man. Andrew James
That's
Winslet.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Wow.
Age 62.
May his soul rest in peace. May Andrew James Winsat, right?
Wimsatt.
Wimsatt. May his soul rest in peace in his own country. What a sad story.
After he stabbed him several more times before he hit the ground, he walked around to the guy's left side, knelt down, put his knee on the dying man's chest, and kept going, trying to saw the blade back and forth while it was inside of his neck, trying to behead him.
He was trying to cut it off?
Mm-hmm.
His head off.
He was trying to. He wiped the blade on his shirt and jogged toward the pool. 4 minutes after he left the park, the same neighbor's camera caught him walking back home two houses away. That afternoon, he was at the McDonald's in a different outlet and left as a passenger in a SUV. They traced him back to his father's house about a mile from the bench. And detectives showed him a still of the crime scene video. He admitted it was him. And then later he said he was never at the park. And then he said he has a twin. Asked for the twin's name, he had nothing. They found a trash bag and all that stuff that you heard about with the sweatpants with red stains, the Jordan shoes, the knife, 5.5-inch knife with a wooden handle. The two men had never met, according to this Austin Justice guy. He apparently just decided to stab a stranger.
Amazing.
Fox News host Greg Gutfeld called this man, I guess he knew him, supremely gentle, willing to do just about anything for another person. An accomplished civil engineer in Texas, avid nature and wildlife and photography enthusiast. And he just returned from visiting his mother in a nearby nursing home.
What a story. And can't even sit on a bench and be safe in his own country. Well, may Andrew's soul rest in peace. And it's going to get worse. There's nothing to stop it. Especially with these elections coming up in November. If you vote in these Democrats and or socialists, which is the same, it's just I pity you. Because it's going to truly get worse. It would be worse now if it wasn't for Donald Trump. It would be already just hell on earth completely if it wasn't for the great white hope, Donald Trump. You got a chance. You got a chance come November to keep America safe by not voting in these Democrats and socialists and all this. These people running like crazy people. You let them take over the country? And also, I would suggest that white men, conservative, not afraid white men, or not afraid white men, that you run for office. Because if you keep voting these people, you got all these, especially all these liberal females and crazy women running, both sides, conservative and Republicans, and Democrats and socialists, it can't get better. It's not going to get better. So I would encourage white men to run. And you start, and I've been saying this for years, you start off by getting involved with local government, city council, police chief, and all that, and then work your way up. I think that I've been saying for years, Nick should run for government office. I told Nick years ago, start low, work your way up, and become the president. We need guys like that. Nick Fonte, hey, Nick, shout out. You should run for office, man. And then other white guys would see you running and winning and making America great again. They would run, too. Then things would start to get better. We get more men, conservative men in office who are not afraid of women, who are not afraid of the illegal aliens and all that. Shout out Nick Run for Office. Where Christ is king. Amazing. It's going to get worse. Now, either you overcome the world and live from within and not be afraid, or you will be taken down by the world spiritually because you will be afraid. Man, this is awful what happened according to this story with Andrew James Wimsatt. Wimsatt. May his soul rest in peace. In his own country. Josh is out of Georgia. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, morning, Jesse.
Hey, Josh. Amazing.
Yes, sir. I was calling for that biblical question.
Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy?
I'd say the short answer is that it just feels good to the demon in me.
You prefer sacrifice?
It's the demon in me that prefers that, and it feels good to it, and it feels good to me. And sacrifice is like the Old Testament, and mercy is like the New Testament.
Meaning what?
And sacrifice is like hell, you know. Like it's a lot. I've taught all my life to work hard and sacrifice to get what you want, and that's a total lie. And I see that I'm trained to get a thrill out of working hard and sacrificing things, and feel good about achieving things, and that's all a big lie. I see that.
And so you prefer sacrifice over mercy? I understand when you say, for a conversation, saying you're saying you don't, but the thing that's in you.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing in me does.
You prefer sacrifice over mercy.
Correct.
And why does it prefer sacrifice over mercy?
Because it comes from hell, and that's the way of hell, I guess. That's the Old Testament. It was hell, you know, when Satan was ruling everything.
So in the Old Testament, there's no mercy?
Nope.
It was just all sacrifice?
Just all, sacrifice and no way out.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, Josh. You stay with it, man. Stay present. You still doing the silent prayer every morning and night, right?
Yeah, I am. I recently stopped.
Oh,
I told
God.
I stopped looking at the clock. No, let me finish. I stopped looking at the
hold
clock
on a minute.
When I do
can you
it.
Hold?
Okay.
Hold on.
I can hold on.
He stopped.
He didn't say he stopped. He said he stopped looking at the clock because a lot of people will look
at
the clock.
Him say that?
That's what he said right there. You didn't let him finish.
Oh, hold on. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the faint news. 2 more hours to go. I'll be right back to your calls and super chats. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There's some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Get it off your chest Friday, y'all. Hang tight, callers, including Josh from Georgia. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well, all right? It is 6:55 a.m. here in Los Angeles. Friday, September 11th, AD 2026, 25 years ago today at, I believe, 8:46 a.m. Eastern Time, 5:46 a.m. Pacific Time, just before we started streaming here today, was when 25 years ago the first plane crashed into the first tower in September 11th, 2001 AD, the year of our Lord. And so a lot of people are remembering that stuff. Terrible. Shockwaves and of dismay and grief swept across the United States, according to the far-left AP News. So a lot of Americans, including our greatest president, Trump, J.D. Vance, they're over at the Pentagon, I believe, right? I think they already spoke or are speaking or whatever. And then the other former presidents, the lame-os, they're over in New York City. Shout out to New York City. Very emotional about the 9/11 attacks. Also in the news, why the Iran war is still far from over, according to far-left AP News. And Republicans at that Dallas midterm convention, groundbreaking midterm convention, ponder their post-Trump options. Thinking ahead, I guess. And there's a new lineup of Girl Scout cookies. I disclaim. No endorsement. Al-Qaeda extremists, according to far-left AP News, hijacked four commercial jets. I believe it was like 19 of them. 19 terrorists, if you will. And crashed them into New York's, well, two of them, crashed into the World Trade Center's, you know, the Twin Towers. One crashed into the Pentagon, and one crashed into a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That one, I think, was trying to target the White House, but there were guys who were like, let's roll. And some white American heroes stopped them and just crashed it into a field instead or something. And there was a decades-long trail of aftermath. Far-flung wars, personal grief, conspiracy theories, lies, and people being nutty. Shout out. Friday's milestone anniversary will bring memorial rituals to a day about half of U.S. adults remember as one of the most historic events of their lifetime, according to new Ipsos poll. President Trump ceremony at the Pentagon, indeed. And this year's New York commemoration will add an extra silent moment. There were like six moments of silence. Well, now there's going to be seven because a lot of people died of like cancer and they had problems with going after the rubble and stuff. Clouds of toxic dust and stuff. So what a mess. There's a lot of victims to remember if you're one to remember victims. The U.S. has made progress in reopening the Strait of Hormuz. But the Iran war is far from over, they say. In recent weeks, the United States has succeeded in loosening Iran's grip over the Strait of Hormuz while virtually shutting down Iran's own oil exports, accelerating its economic freefall. Low-level fighting does persist. The U.S. does not seem to have an exit strategy, according to AP, far-left Associated Press. And the stalemate is costly for both sides, they say. This matters because the mounting economic pressure on Iran has yet to stoke an uprising. And if its leaders are backed into a corner, they may opt for military escalation rather than capitulation. Their Houthi allies in Yemen have meanwhile stepped up attacks on Saudi Arabia, helping to push oil prices back up. The price of a barrel of Brent crude, whatever that is, surged above $100 this week, and diesel, heavily used in transport and farming, hit a record, potentially stoking inflation. President Trump has acknowledged that gas prices are likely to stay high through the midterm congressional elections. So vote Republican anyway. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2.
had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. It's Friday, and you can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why? Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, but you would still like to listen to the show as it is happening, but you got to run around, you got some things you got to do, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. We're going to get to all of your super chats and everything. But for now, it's Friday. Get it off your chest. Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
A senior safety researcher at an AI company, Anthropic, quit his job yesterday with a very stark warning, claiming AI could wipe out humanity by the end of the decade.
I'm obsolete.
And ultimately, working will be optional because you'll have robots plus AI.
Shut it down.
He worked for both Anthropic and OpenAI, and he says neither AI giant is acting responsibly.
That is my wife.
Universal high income, meaning anyone can have any products or services that they want. But there will be a lot of trauma and disruption along the way.
Man, a spiritual battle. It is amazing. Will you continue to cry at night? Can't stand being alone, not even for a minute, not even for 10 minutes. Or will you be free? Will you overcome the world or be controlled by the world? It's up to you. It really is up to you. It's in your hand. And it's your fault if you don't, because it's going to get worse. I can't get past this story about Andrew Wimshot, how it was reported that he's 62 years old, resident of Houston, Austin, Texas. The guy, well, according to reports, some chic guy, look at that. walked up behind him and cut his... He wasn't Sikh? What was he? He was just black? Oh, no idea what he was. He wasn't Sikh. But he definitely looked black. Was he black? He looked African. And he killed this man, according to the story. A white man. May Andrew's soul rest in peace. This is horrible in his own country. So they're telling me he was not Sikh, but he was black, or is black. Killing the white man. White people's lives don't matter anymore in their own countries. Amazing. Let me go back to Josh real fast out of Georgia. And Josh, I put you on hold because we ran out of time. You were about to say concerning the silent prayer. When you say, what were you saying?
I was saying I didn't stop the silent prayer, but I stopped looking at the clock and going for 15 minutes. You know,
okay.
I told you I was at church a couple of weeks ago, and I told you that I look at the clock before I start the silent prayer. And if it's not 15 minutes when I finish, I just sit there and, and just wait till 15 minutes because I'm judging it. I'm trying to.
Oh, man.
You told me not to do that, right? That's not a good thing to. Yeah. So I don't. You know, I don't know. I don't know how long I go because I'm getting the thrill out of like. I mean, that's kind of the biblical question. That's like sacrificing. That's like, I feel like I didn't do it all the way if I don't go at least 15 minutes.
That's your mind telling you that. But now that I don't even look.
Right. And I see that clearly. I see that. So now I don't even look at the clock at all. And it feels like I'm not even doing it right. It feels horrible, you know, since I've been doing it that way for so long.
That's amazing. When you stay with it, just relax, stay still. And as you know, everything has been worked out for you.
All right. Will do, man.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, Josh.
Yeah, this was a good one because I've really been sacrificing and working hard. I'm good at that. That's what I'm good at, but that's the opposite of what we should do, you know. That's deep to me. So.
Oh, amazing. Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye now. Oh, amazing. Let me go to Dayton, Ohio and talk to Maze out of Dayton, Ohio. Maze, you are on the air. Hold on, Maze. Hold on. I got it. She's on three. Maze.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Maze. Welcome.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm marvelous as always.
You marvelous?
I'm not a fearful person. I'm not afraid of people and other people from other countries. I'm not afraid of them because I don't need the devil to tell me to hate them.
So why you want to what?
I wanted to tell James that
he's here.
I know. When is he coming back? Because I got some questions and you can't do it and Nick can't either. He's the only one that can answer the questions I have.
It'll be a little while yet.
So you know why you're going through pain and all this stuff?
No.
Huh?
No.
You're not following God's law. And you're not doing his will. And when you start doing that, your pain will start leaving.
You told me so.
Hmm?
You told me so.
And a silent prayer won't get you there either.
Whoa.
Either or either, whichever one you want, and whatever way you want to put it. I didn't tell you happy birthday, so happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And work on being what Christ wants you to be and not the demons. You're going to heal yourself very quickly.
I appreciate it.
But the stuff you see on this earth don't have nothing to do with South Africa and nothing else.
Babe, what do you think about this report?
Hating people have nothing to do with that either.
What?
Find some love, and you'll heal yourself. Keep on talking about the demon way, and you're going to stay in hell on earth like it is.
Babe, what do you think about this report on Andrew Wimsatt, 62-year-old white man, I don't think this black man has been accused of going there and cutting his throat or trying to cut his throat and killed him. What do you think about that?
I don't think nothing about it because y'all don't think nothing about these people just being hung saying that they committed suicide. So don't tell me about somebody did something to this one person that y'all want to take one person and make it a million.
We don't say anything about what?
Well, that's
May, hold on. May, I really want to know what you just said about somebody being hung.
Yes. All around this country, every day.
Who being hung?
I don't know. You need to find out.
Oh, that lady that hung her baby.
Lady that hung a baby, whoever.
That white lady that hung her baby.
See, that's a subject you don't want to get into.
No, I'm asking you who, but you didn't tell me.
But you always talking about a CWP.
Who would be hanged?
Nobody know. So that's why I need to talk to James and not you, because he can tell me what's wrong with them.
No, but first tell me who's been hanged all around the country.
It's reported if you try to look at it and them looking away.
Where can I find that information?
Look away, call them prayer. What?
Where can I find that information?
It's easy to find.
Where?
Just look at the people that's being hung in 2026.
Maze. Where can I find it?
You can find one in Carolina.
Where?
You can go to the Carolina News and find it.
You said all around the country.
You can find different places where people hanging, being hung in trees and saying that they committed suicide. That suicide myth don't stop, and nobody believe that.
Amazing. So what do you think about this white guy?
It's amazing you can have a conversation about a CWP, but then you want to talk about
CWP?
Ask James, he can tell you.
Caucasian white person.
Yes. So, James, if you get your soul together and get yourself together, you'll leave, some of that pain will leave you.
That's just
But as long as you walk around...
That's just Maze.
As long as you walk around trying to
be a fear guard,
she didn't want to say
that's
white
what
people.
It is, a fear guard. Like somebody coming to get you, and the legal people going to do this, and the legal people going to do that. Y'all going to stand hell the way y'all do every day. And for those that want to say something about me, I do not care. Because I walk in the light, not in the dark.
There's been cases where black individuals are found hanging, many or most or maybe all. Have been ruled as suicides. Maybe some of them are still active investigations or reclassifications, but I don't think that there's any. I don't think there's any case where they've suspected a white man of doing it.
I was going to ask you: are they trying to pretend a white man doing it?
Yes.
No, black people don't know how to tie ropes. You know that.
Whoa.
That's the same rope that we saw up there in D.C. when they were talking about hang Mike Pence. What year was that? I think that back in the day was hanging. I thought that was over, but it's not.
What do you think about this white guy, Andrew, being killed?
What am I supposed to think about it?
Well, I'm asking
somebody murdered somebody. That's it.
That's it? And how do you feel about this so-called hanging you mentioned? How do you feel about that?
They'll walk around hanging people because of this.
How do you feel about that?
You stop.
Mate, how do you feel about that, man? How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
I don't feel it's right.
But do you
I'm not going to spread it around and act like the world. You can only Caucasians can be killed.
So do you feel that what happened to Andrew is right?
We don't know what happened to Andrew.
Don't know anything about the hanging either.
I said it's not going to make me hate nobody just because somebody went in.
Do you feel it's right what happened to Andrew?
No, it's not right what happened to him.
Oh, okay.
So what do you thought I was going to be? I don't be happy to see a death. I don't even feel it's right what's going on in Iran with those people over there being disturbed. But ain't no black people killing them.
Do you support the Great White Hope?
Do I what?
Do you support the Great White Hope?
No, I do not.
May, one other quick question.
Do I have to?
Let me ask you one quick question. What do you think about this female, Lindsay Clancy, that killed this man 3 children? What do you think about that?
I think she should go to jail just like the black lady did that killed her 2 children in the same state with the same judge.
Amazing.
That's what I think.
Right
she
on.
Should go to just like she did.
Right on.
All right. What's wrong with that?
Say bye to James.
So when are you coming back, James?
I'm not sure.
Could you get yourself all together and walk in the light of God?
After I start walking in the light of God and heal up.
Yeah, you're going to heal up real quick if you walk in the light of God.
You love white people, Mace?
You're going to stay in pain. What?
You love white people?
Do I love what?
White people.
I don't know what I love these days because there's so much mess going around.
Do you love white people?
Do you?
Do you love white people, Maze?
No, I don't have to. I don't know. Is that good enough for you? So with that, y'all have a great Friday.
Right,
I got it
too.
Off my chest. But I'm still waiting for James to come back because he got some answers that I need to get.
Okay, he'll be back soon.
So you just took a
he
just go, took
he
one
gonna
piece
walk
of pain
in
away
the light and be back. Thank you, Maze.
So we're not worried about what happened to, in South Africa coming over here because they did come over here,
did
but they didn't like it.
Did you
interview
the guy from South Africa, the white guy?
I heard him too. He sounds stupid. He sounds just stupid as some of your guests. If you hate
what
him.
Did you think about some of his family
members? I didn't
think
nothing about him because he was too afraid to speak.
What do you think about some of his family members being killed by the blacks, according to
him? Well, just like I think about some of the black being killed by his family members. That's what I think.
Oh.
It's not right on either side.
Thank you, Maze.
So that's the way it go.
All right. Thank you,
in
Maze.
The light. Have a good one.
You too. Oh, amazing. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Morning, JC.
Hey, Brady. What do you think about this guy being Andrew situation?
Oh, it's very disturbing. I mean, you start your show always at like 6 a.m. with somebody getting hacked apart, and then Hake reads it word for word. He took the knife out, he stuck it to the neck, and he sliced his head off.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And that's before I even have my cup of coffee and before I even sit down with my friend Mary. And it's just going. It's a little upsetting, man.
Your retelling is not fully accurate, man. But yes.
Listen to this. So what?
Your retelling is not fully accurate. He didn't actually succeed, but he did certainly try to get the man's head off. And I apologize for the explicit and graphic description.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it's good for my diet. I just skip breakfast now. I just skip it altogether in the morning when I turn the show on.
Brady, do you remember that in America there were little or no cutting off of people's head? But now that these foreigners are here from foreign countries who believe in cutting off heads, that we're starting to hear more and more about in America and in Europe where people's heads are being cut off?
It's absolutely disgusting. And
it used to be just an Allah Uaba thing in their country. Have you noticed this happening more and more in our country now?
Well, the violence against the white man is off the charts right now, especially the Christian man. We're the most targeted ethnic race on the planet.
Why
you know,
is there
you got
no outcry about it?
What was that?
Why there is no loud outcry about the killing of white men?
Just like you asked your previous caller, Maze, do you like white people? She couldn't even say yes. That's how the world today is against the white man. All the world's problems are put on the white man, the slavery, the economic conditions, the war. It's all because of the white man. And, you know, that's fine. I don't care. You can blame us all you want, but that's just the way it is. You know, they don't like to accept it. They want to say, I want reparations, and the white man made my life terrible, so I need welfare and a food card and keep the man out of the house. I'm a rugged woman. I'm a tough woman now. I don't need the man. Just give me the welfare, and as long as I got that payment coming in every month, that's okay.
Why do you think that the white government allowed these non-white people in their countries?
Because have you ever heard of the Kalergi plan? I don't know, Kalergi plan, that's that guy that was from Israel, and that's the replacement of the whites by immigrant migration from Africa, the black.
So you blame Israel that the white man allow these non-white people in their own country? Why is the white man so weak with Israel? That's the same thing that the black people say about the white people. What's wrong with the whites that they can't control? If what you're saying is true, what's wrong with the white man that they allow other people tell them how to run their own country?
Just like the times of Jesus, when you're persecuted, they're coming after you like the Romans and the Jews.
What's wrong with the white man that he allowed other people to tell him how to run his country? It sounds like the blacks, when they blame white people for drugs and crime and everything, they blame the white man because they're too weak to handle their own life. Why is the white man, you said that it's the Israel fault, that they allow people of color into the white country. What's wrong with the white man that he let Israel tell him what to do if what you're saying is true?
Well, what's wrong with it? You had the regime under Joe Biden for the last 5 years that overran this country.
No, but what's wrong with the white man that he let somebody else tell him how to run his country?
Look at Joe Biden. There's an example. That's what's wrong with the white man, if you want to call that guy a white man.
But you said it was Israel's fault.
Okay, we'll go with Israel. We'll put Bibi Netanyahu in the shame.
Brady, do you understand my question?
Yes. Okay, you know what your biblical question is today?
Brady.
The sacrifice.
Brady.
Yes, sir.
You said you blame the Jews for people of color coming into the white man's country. And I asked, what's wrong with the white man that he would allow the Jews to make him let non-white people into their own country? What's wrong with the white man that somebody tell him how to run this country?
I know what's wrong with the people that are doing this. That's called the New World Order, and they're flooding the world.
Brady, can you respond to the question?
I'm missing your question.
What's my question?
You said, what's wrong with the white man? Why are they letting these people run over Europe, the Muslim?
That's not what I said, Brady. That's not the question. You said, I asked you, why do the white men allow all these people of color into their country, knowing that they hate them? And you said, it's the Jews that make them do it. And I asked, well, what's wrong with the white man that he let somebody else tell him how to run his country? And you say?
We're not letting them run. Look what's happening in Spain. Do you think that the people that are white in Spain, that are overrunning by right now from Africa, all the people, what's happening in Spain, do you think we allow that? That is not. Do you think we allow
the Muslims? You blame somebody else for it.
No. I'm not for anything where they're overrunning the people.
James, tell them what I'm asking. He doesn't seem to understand me or hear me.
What's wrong with the white man that he let the Jews, as you say, change the policies?
I'll try to bring it back.
What was wrong with the white man that he allowed the Jews to do that?
What's wrong with the white man? For trying to control the Jews and trying to tell what Jews mind.
Have you had Mary Jane already?
No, not enough, exactly. I'm not even.
You said that the Jews have this plan to overrun the country.
Have you been smoking Mary this year?
No. Here. I don't know if I can slow it down enough for him.
That's amazing. Can he hear us?
Yeah, I give up.
Brady, I appreciate your call, man.
All right, man. Take it easy. I'll try to work on that question again. I'm sorry. I'll work on that one. But remember that question today that you asked about the sacrifice.
Oh, yeah. Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy?
You need to ask that to Bibi Netanyahu.
No, I'm asking you.
I want you to ask Bibi, brother.
All right. Thank you, Brady. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Wow, he got BB on the brain. What's up? That's a biblical question for him. Super chats.
BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Michael bought a coffee. Poor Hake. He is scared of death. Eye roll emoji. Beta. Speaking emoji. How about you do a little show, and forget about that? Are you scared to die, Jesse? And do I know if Earth is real? Yes, Jesse, I do. Don't ask me how. It's a secret. Shh, emoji. Just like making boys first, you got to know for yourself. Of course, if you share a bit of that knowledge, maybe I will tell you. But something for sure, Earth is not heaven and man is not God.
Amazing. Thank you. So yesterday we was talking about death, being afraid of death. You didn't reveal if you were afraid or not, right? Or did you?
I don't remember.
Did you say you were afraid at one time?
I might have.
Oh. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Gregatron, hey, Jesse, I'm just pulling your leg about Roman noodle, Nithya Raman. I know you know what her name actually is. You do the same thing with Jasmine Crockett. You say Jasmine Cricket or Crooked. You call Rosa Parks Rosa Park. You call Kamala Camilla. Pete Boot Edge Edge is Pete something cheek, et cetera, et cetera.
Amazing.
Pardon me, Gregatron. I couldn't read it. I couldn't bear to read it out loud. Jesse, you know what you're doing. You're not black and slow. You're black and smart. You just pretend not to know these people's names. That's why I'm going to make you your own thesaurus/dictionary.
No, I am black and slow. What the? But thank you, though. I appreciate it.
On Rumble, Commander Kim, AI going to replace all the fake female jobs so women can get back to what they're supposed to do, being good supportive wives and having lots of white babies. Let's save America.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. I hope that comes true.
Joey Barakoff, you guys need a shirt of Jesse holding up the dead skull. That made me laugh, too. that's random.
What a mess. We showed a priest. A priest, right?
Yes.
They found, according to report, they found his dead skull that's 1,700 years old. They dug it up from the grave, however they got it. And the priest kissed it. I'm like, what the? And they say they're making it a saint. Saint made by mankind. Mankind. What the? Thank you.
Jack B. double exclamation mark on Cash App.
Thank you, Jack B. I appreciate it.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thanks for your support.
Kaya in North Carolina, to believe you have any control in your life is to do yourself a great disservice. Be still and know, or else suffer.
That's for sure. And that's our Kaya.
It is.
Congratulations, Kaya. I heard you had the baby.
Nice.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Commander Kim, communism created feminism. Feminism destroyed women. Women destroyed the family. The destruction of the family is destroying America and all Western civilization. Man over women, women over children.
Right on. What a mess, huh? Thank you.
Commander Kim with several Rumble rants. September 10th, 2001, DOD Donald Rumsfeld, Department of Defense, announced they lost $2 trillion. Next day, all the paperwork and personnel in the Pentagon offices performing the audit to find $2 trillion were blown up on 9/11. In the days after the 9/11 attack, DOD Donald Rumsfeld crafted the campaign against Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, even though the 9/11 terrorists allegedly came from Saudi Arabia.
Amazing. Keep it piffy.
These are five different super chats.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Commander Kim, the Afghanistan war was the longest and costliest war in U.S. history. American forces commenced operations in October 7th, 2001, fighting 20 years until August 2021.
Earth ain't heaven, and man ain't God. What, is Donald Rumsfeld still living, or did he expire?
I forget.
Okay. I gotta take a quick break.
We'll have to read the rest of yours, Commander Kim, and the rest later.
Thank you, Commander Kim, and everyone. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. I do cameos for you. Personal cameos. Shout out. Whatever the occasion is. Weddings. Congratulations. Encouragement. Happy birthday. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. Whatever the occasion is, go to Cameo, and they are amazing. You're going to love it. They are amazing. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or, no, not an or, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and you're going to love it. We have an amazing counseling service, the best on the planet. As I said 1,000 times now or more, you may just need one session, two at best. Some people like to come back, you know, do follow-up once in a while because they are amazing. Individual family counseling, in-house, by Skype, or phone, all right? Go to jesseleepeterson.com, jesseleepeterson.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make an appointment and be patient because I am truly a lot of people in line for it. So, but we put, if someone cancel or reschedule, we put the next person, in that spot, because we try to get you in as quickly as possible. The best counseling ever, 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 at a day. Let me go to Ray out of Canada. Let's see. Ray, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Ray. Amazing.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So the reason I'm calling is, it's so weird, every time I call in, you kind of cover the topic in your speech in the morning. So I don't know, it might be some alignment going on there. So the reason I'm calling is, I called maybe 3 months ago, more or less. Uh-huh. I had gotten off the silent prayer. I got off going to church and being present and all that. I'd been doing it for 2 years, and then I just slipped away. And then I went into hell, of course, and I called you, and you helped me get back on track. So I've been back on track now for probably around 2-3 months, as I said, doing the silent prayer morning and night, staying present. I've gone back to watching church, all that stuff, and everything is going well. But my question is, so the first time when I started, like the first 2 years, everything seemed very easy, like everything just flowed very easily. Like I was getting the darkness, I was noticing my thoughts and everything. But now the second time, like I'm sticking with it, I'm not quitting. But now that I'm starting again, like the darkness is, I don't like, even if I say it's so much worse, it's kind of an understatement. Like, the darkness is much, much worse. It's, if before the darkness was like a level 10, now it's like a level 1,000. The second time around, it's much harder. As I said, I'm not quitting, but I want to ask you, like, why is it so much harder, like, this second time around? Like, third nights I can't sleep, and, like, these thoughts are going off in my head, and I'm watching it. Like, sometimes I fall into it, and it feels so real, and I don't have any other way to describe it. It really is hell. Like, I didn't even know I was capable of experiencing, like, such misery. So, like, that's what my question is. Like, why is it so hard the second time around?
A very, very interesting question. Number one, I want you to know the misery that you are aware of inside of you and how deep it runs. I want you to know that's in every human being on the planet. Every human being, male, female, doesn't matter color, where you live, what you have or don't have. That dark misery, hell, is inside of everyone. But most people don't know that that's what it is. They think it's them, and they call it natural. But that's in everyone. And the reason it's so heavy on you now is because you are aware of it. And the fact that you're staying with it and you're aware of it, you're going through hell. And hell doesn't like it. It doesn't want to be exposed by the light. Those demons, those spirits inside of your mind and emotions, which is in the body but not you, they don't want to be revealed. So they are crying out, no, don't do this. This is too hard. This is worse than the first time around. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's too painful. I want you to know you're dying. The false you, all those identities that you've been calling yourself, that you picked up along the way in life because you were reacting, not knowing you should not react. You picked up all these identities, which is evil, and now you're dying from them. Right on, go through hell. And if you just don't participate at all, just observe, I promise you, paradise is right on the other side. And you will walk with God. You can truly walk with God right here on earth. Eternal life is inside of you. So stay with it, man. It's not you. Right. You feel the pain in the body, but you're not the pain, and it's not you.
Right. Is it okay, for example, like, it always happens when I'm trying to go to sleep. It doesn't happen every day. Like, is it okay, like, let's say I wake up at 3 in the morning and it starts, like, it usually starts in the middle of the night. Is it okay just to say, okay, like, I'm up anyway? Like, is it okay just to get up anyway and go about your day? Because it's really, like, that I'm like, okay, I might as well just get up and observe it because I'm not going to fall back asleep.
If you want to get up and start your day, being aware of that, absolutely. But let's say it comes at 3 in the morning. It's only because you went into thoughts while you were sleeping and you're waking up in the thought. Just relax. Don't make sleep important. It's not that important. And just be aware and do nothing about it. Absolutely. And eventually, and this I promise you, you're going to sleep like a baby all the way through the night without dreams and all that stuff. It will all disappear because you won't be going unconscious while you're sleeping.
It's funny you mentioned dreams because, yeah, I've been having like the darkest dreams. I don't want to get into it here because they're just dreams, but just horrible, horrible dreams. Like, as I said, like, I didn't even know, like, my mind was capable of making up such dark stuff.
Yes, because the mind is dark. That's the problem. That's why Christ said, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. And they're not yours. Be aware. Overcome them by being aware of them. And you're doing that right now, Ray. And stay with it this time. See it all the way through. And you haven't seen.
Hello?
You haven't seen darkness yet. just wait until you get deeper in hell, especially if you stay with it. But just stay with it, walk with it, sleep with it, get up with it, drive with it, eat with it. When you're in conversation with other people, stay with it, and it will disappear. It will be taken away from you. Just don't communicate with it. Don't participate with thoughts at all. Then you will see it's not you, and you will let it go.
Oh, okay. Like, I completely understand. I'm not going to quit. But I guess my question was, like, it's almost like the first time around, and this is just my mind making stuff up, but it's like God gave me a free pass the first time around. It's like the second time around, he's like, I'm not going to give you a free pass. I'm going to let you go through it.
Well, the first time around, you were waking up to the light, and you only had a little bit of light. So you were waking up, and you were aware that there is light. There's something different happening inside of me. But now that you're staying with it, you're getting more and more light, which is exposing the darkness even more. And that's why the darkness is screaming, because it's not you, but the light is shining on the darkness. And the darkness cannot handle the light.
Right. Okay, so yeah, so basically I'm just going to stick with it. Can I make one more comment? Like, depends on your timing. It has nothing to do with what I just asked.
Go ahead.
So I wasn't going to bring this up, but I was listening to your conversation with Brady. And so I'm in Canada, and I'm mixed race. So I have brown skin. My mother's white, and my father's Indian. But I'm 42 now, so I was born in the 80s. I was born here in Canada, and I grew up during the 80s and 90s. And I remember, like, when I was in elementary school, junior high school, whatever, like, I was one of the few colored kids. Like, there were maybe a couple black kids and maybe a few Asian kids. But back then, nobody cared about race. Like, it wasn't even part of the discussion.
Yeah.
Like, if you were a pleasant person to be around, people hung around you. It's like nobody, like, it's as if, like, the concept, in my experience at least, the concept of race didn't even exist. It was like such an unimportant aspect. Like, no one brought it up, like, oh, you're Chinese or you're black or you're mixed race or whatever. Nobody cared. But just recently, what's happened, like, even here in Canada, like, whoever is in power, I don't know who it is, a political system or whoever runs society, whatever, they're forcing people to, like, get obsessed with this concept of color and race and all that stuff. And when I grew up, nobody cared. Nobody cared about that stuff.
What's happening now is, over the years, they have been secretly, and in some cases openly, teaching young people that racism exists. The traitor, all who teach racism exists, and all who believe racism exists, is of evil. They hate God. And so they're presented a false god called racist or racism, right? And so they've been teaching this, the children that hate God, whether it's the government, religion, the education system, families, and some, they hate God. And they've been teaching the religion of Satan. And they have deceived the young people to a point that most young people don't even see it any way but racism. In their mind, it's not real, but they'll brainwash the kids with evil by making them believe that racism exists. And that's why you hear everywhere now, and you see it everywhere now, because they have brainwashed the generation. They have deceived them.
No, I completely agree, because I have experience of it. Like, I know, like, racism, it doesn't really, it's not important at all. Like,
it doesn't even exist. Like, it's just in the mind. It's not real.
It's just in the mind. It's not real. Like, I have experience with it. Like, nobody cared back in the day.
Yeah,
like, it's like nobody cared. Like, it wasn't even, like, even if you mentioned, oh, so and so's black or so and so's Indian, like, they'd have to think about it. Like, oh yeah, I guess he is. Right? Like, but now it's just like, oh, he's Sikh, and they have these rights, and they have those rights. And, like, who cares?
Earth
it's
such is an not heaven, and man is not God. Great. Thank you, man.
Okay, thanks for your help, as always, Jesse. Keep up the great work.
And stay with us, Ray. And
okay,
go through the hell. Hell is inside the mind and hearts of human beings. It's not on the outside. It's on the inside. So now you're going through that hell, and it isn't everyone. So just go through it.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. It's 24/7 now.
Right on.
All right, buddy. Okay. Thanks. Thanks, right. Jesse. God bless you guys.
You too. Thank you. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller out of New York. New York, if you're white. New York, if you're black. Greg, out of New York, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How's everything going?
All is well, Greg.
Yes, I just wanted to follow up.
Are you on
a
speakerphone, Greg?
No, I'm on a mobile phone.
Okay, but you sound like you're in an empty room or something.
Yeah, I'm in my office.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up to the question you had about why white men in certain countries are allowing their countries to be destroyed.
Yeah, white men in their own Western countries allow their own country to be destroyed. Why?
Well, to be honest, the Jews have been in for Christian countries for kicking them out.
So what now?
The Jews, over the years, they built up a resentment for being kicked out of Western countries.
Are you white?
No, I'm black.
And so you blame... The question is, why would white men... They created the greatest countries in the world, white Western countries. Why do they let someone else tell them how to run their own country?
Well, first there's the World Bank. And who owns that? The Jews, pretty much. Without their consent, you can't go to war or defend yourself from another country. That's one part.
America can't defend itself?
Where would you get the money from?
America can defend itself. America defends you. Israel, and give Israel money, according to the report.
I mean,
what do you mean that the white countries can't? We can defend ourselves. We have money in this country.
In this country, we can defend ourselves.
So in the white country, white people do have money.
But in the United States, the money comes from the taxpayers.
Right.
But other countries, they don't tax their citizens as heavily, so they rely on loans from the World Bank.
Well, why do America allow these non-white people in their country, and why do America allow... anyone to tell them how to run it? White Americans allow anyone to tell them in America, why do they allow anyone to tell them how to run their country?
All right, when we're speaking of America, we'll say that within Israel, there's Mossad, and they have three sayings. Either you blackmail them, you murder, or you bribe them.
I'm asking
them.
About why do the white man allow someone else to tell them, do you love the Jews, Greg?
I love everybody.
How Jesse. About the Jews?
I love everybody.
How about the Jews?
I love the Jews.
You love the Jews?
Yes, because forgive them for they know not what they do.
Amazing. And so, real fast, and because of time, why do the white man in America allow anyone to tell them how to run their country?
Well, if you're talking about America, that's AIPAC. Over 90% of politicians accept money from
AIPAC. But you're not
AIPAC,
telling me why, man. You still want to blame
Greed.
The Jews. What's wrong with the white man that he would blame anyone else?
Let's go down.
What's wrong with the white man that he will allow? It sounds like the blacks blame. You know how the blacks blame the Jews for... not the Jews, but the white man for drugs. They blame the white man. They can't make it. They blame the white man because the white man won't give them a job. They say they want DEI. Do you know how... Why do black people blame white people for all their problems?
All right, so we're sticking to the original question about white people and their country.
No, no. Why do... Because you're not really telling me why the white man allow anyone to tell them how to run their country. And so since you don't know how to respond to that, I'm asking, why do black people do the same thing to white people? They blame white people. Why?
I mean, as far as that, probably victimhood. You know, they want to blame... They want to find someone to put the blame in and not on themselves or their actions. But
why? Hello?
That's not really why.
Tell me why. They even blamed the white man. They lied and said the white man, they blamed white people for slavery. They won't even say that it was the Arabs who bought them from the black man in Africa. They blamed the white man. Why do blacks blame white people for everything?
That's really not why I called, you know.
All right, no, you called, but you don't seem to tell me why the white man allow anyone to tell them how to use the country. And like, you want to blame the Jews, but you won't tell me what's wrong with the white man that he allows that to happen. So I appreciate it, Greg. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com. I mean, over on YouTube, Fazul. Oh, let me finish. Let me finish all what's-his-name's first. Because Commander Kim had given several super chats on Rumble.
Right on.
Commander Kim said, no one was ever held responsible for the multiple security failures of 9/11. For the lie of weapons of mass destruction. Or for the missing 2.3 trillion. Never forget.
Amazing. Thank you, Commander Kim. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Fazul says, dead skull. Ooh. I kissed a few old relics in my day. Really?
What the? That is so insane. I don't even know what to do with that. Really? Why would anyone kiss a dead body? And then they call it a saint. What the? Thank you.
Lin Yanshin, the Queen of England started that permission granting of Sikh. To be armed uncivilization because they used to be part of her royal protection, I think.
What are you saying?
The Queen of England started the permission granting the Sikh to be armed with the knives.
Oh, and so is that true?
Because they used to be part of her royal protection, he says, I think.
Oh, he think. So you just made it up? Boy. What the? Thank you, man.
I think doesn't mean he made it up. The heck?
Oh, where you get it from there?
He just said he thinks.
Oh, I thought he was just thinking that that's what it is.
That's what he thinks. Just because he thinks it doesn't mean that he made it up.
Oh.
Lin Yan Chin says...
But let me ask. So the Queen of England, did she take the weapons away from the non-Sikh that was watching over her?
That part, I don't know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But tell me where you get that from. I would love to know more about that. Thank you.
We'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Amazing time to go by. Thank you all for your support. The hate news is coming, not the fake news, and I'll be right back. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
There's some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two already of Express Yourself Friday, September 11th, AD 2026. The lines are full. Hang on, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. If you try to call in right now, you can, but you'll get a busy signal. But try in every so often just in case a line opens up, all right? Young or old, all right? And we'll get to more of your super chats. There are many, and we appreciate them. It is hate news, not fake news. As you may know, there's questions about who's going to take over. Vance, Rubio, DeSantis, Cruz, Republicans at the Dallas convention ponder options for a post-Trump leader, meaning for a presidential candidate. In interviews with nearly two dozen attendees, there was no clear consensus on a favored 2028 candidate if Trump doesn't run for a re-election, right? Which they're saying, oh, he can't, but they don't know. Or do they? While potential frontrunner Vice President J.D. Vance received plenty of mentions, a long list of others were on the list as well. And most said that they weren't ready to commit. The party has come to revolve around our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, because he is the man for the job, unquestionably, like no other in many generations. In the decades since he seized control, making it difficult for some Republicans to consider a future without him at the helm. The uncertainty mirrors the open wide field on the Democrat side, which is embroiled in its own soul searching, if you think that they have souls. What a mess. And I'll skip comment nonsense, I guess, today, right? Probably. Mortgage rates are up. Home sales are down. August was a hot month. Not for home sales, though, hot weather-wise, but home sales of existing homes fell 2% from July to their lowest rate since June of 2025. The National Association of Realtors said that yesterday, according to the Morning Brew. And pressures on the housing market don't look like they're going away anytime soon. Yesterday, the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, whatever that is, right, rose above 7% for the first time since last May. Mortgage News Daily reported that. Mortgage rates, I think that's when you have to pay, you know, the rent's due, except you pay a mortgage instead. Anyway, tend to track the 10-year Treasury bond yield, and those have been souring lately amid concerns about inflation, oil prices, and government debt. Anthropic claims that Moonshot and DeepSeek passed off Claude's answers as their own. Wow. AIs are committing perjury. What is that one word that starts with a P, I think, when you copy somebody's stuff and you don't give credit? A lot of people do it nowadays. The company said in a report published yesterday that the Chinese AI firms routed thousands of user requests to its models to gain an edge in the AI race. It's not the first time a U.S. company has accused the cheaper Chinese models of being built using distillation, a process in where a more powerful AI is used to train a less powerful one. The report shared new details and accused Moonshot AI and DeepSeek of using intermediate services to access Claude models. So Anthropic also said in the report they had blocked efforts to use Claude for research on creating biological weapons. Interesting. Jimmy Kimmel won't air politician interview on TV amid the FCC feud. The late night host said he won't be showing the interview he conducted with James Tallarico, or Tallarico if you're Trump, a Democrat Senate candidate in Texas, on his television show, but will instead release it on YouTube. That puts it out of sight of the FCC, the terrible FCC. Federal Communications Commission's regulatory reach. Kimmel said the FCC had threatened his show and the network over guest bookings that it would seem they don't like, so claimed Jimmy Kimmel. He's the guy who likes to cry and mock and push gun control and politics and hatred towards Trump, or one of them. I'm James Hake, anyway, and now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? That's an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and you but anywhere in the world, but you would still like to listen to the show as it is happening, you can. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP cash app. Bond JLP cash app. It's Friday. We last day. Last work day of the week for some people. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
A senior safety researcher at an AI company, Anthropic, quit his job yesterday with a very stark warning, claiming AI could wipe out humanity by the end of the decade.
I'm obsolete.
And ultimately, working will be optional because you'll have robots plus AI.
Shut it down.
He worked for both Anthropic and OpenAI, and he says neither AI giant is acting responsibly.
That is my wife.
Universal high income, meaning anyone can have any products or services that they want.
So you.
But there will be a lot of trauma and disruption along the way.
What a mess. And the world gone crazy. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. It's a spiritual battle. The world gone crazy. I want to just quickly, you heard about these females, and now one male has come out against. The one male, according to a report, in the Lindsey Clancy case, murder trial there, where she admitted, according to a report, of killing this man, three children. And so it was, it ended in a hung jury, most of you know now. And now some of the female, and one male or so forth, has come out to say why. And that this one man, he was like, I can't get past the fact that this lady killed this man's children. not in the womb, outside the womb. And so it ended in a hung jury. New York Post has said that a male juror in the mistrial of Lindsay said the lone holdout on the 12-person panel wrapped one of the exercise band the mother used to kill her children around a water bottle to panic their, to mimic their strangulation in the deliberation room. Isn't that amazing? He put a band around a water bottle in the deliberation room. So, you know what? You see that, you're going to think of what Lindsay, how she, according to his foot, put a band around the children's necks and killed them. Can you imagine waiting to be the next in line and you're watching your mother kill your brothers and sisters and you're going to be next?
That's not how it happened.
How did it happen? He said that's not how it happened.
She she brought them down one by one.
Oh, thank God. So she like would...
Yeah, thank God.
She would bring one down, right?
And then she did the boy first. The three-year-old, I think.
Of course.
However old.
Kill the son of God first.
And that was dead.
And then she like, Lindsay Singer, you next. Come on down.
Yeah, she went and got the girl and then the baby.
Isn't that amazing?
So the boy, I think, was done down in the father's basement office. And then the girls were in a different area.
Did the boy look like his daddy or something?
He might well have.
Well, man, what do you think about if it's true that this one juror put a rubber band around a bottle right there in the deliberation room?
It sounded like.
Sat in there, okay, this is what we're dealing with.
He might have been making a point about, this lady is really not criminally responsible by reason of insanity type thing.
What she had?
Not.
She had a minister period or something? A monthly cycle?
I don't think that it was a period.
What's a postpartum then?
Postpartum is after you have the baby, immediately after you have the baby.
And then you pardon them by strangling them?
For a week or a few, you as a gal can have stuff go on in your body and it can mess with your head. You know how stuff can go on in one's body and mess with one's head? That's what happens to them.
Not if you're not angry, it won't happen.
Yeah, it wouldn't. It would just, you would know that it's going on in your body.
Right,
but
you wouldn't be caring about it at all.
Yeah. Well, this was going on 8 months later.
It's amazing how the devil make up excuses.
Indeed.
New York Post. The male juror said that their reenactment using the same exercise bands left the room speechless. He's... Watch this from ABC News.
He took the exercise band out of the bag, grabbed an empty water bottle, and tied the band around the water bottle and pulled it.
Did he explain why he did that?
No. He might have. I'm not entirely.
He didn't need to explain.
I think I was just so shocked that he did that. Like,
is that a mimic of how she killed the children?
Yeah, I assume so, yeah.
What'd you think when he did that?
I was shocked. It didn't make any sense to me. Like, we're not in here to play detective or... It's not a game of Clue. Like, this is serious. I asked him, why are you doing that?
That's a band that was used to strangle a child.
It's disgusting.
Oh, but you want to let postpartum be an excuse for it. Oh, yeah? Hate just sent me a note. Beat Bump says, allegedly the man, the juror, was black. I hope so. We don't know yet if it's true, he doesn't know for sure. But that would be so cool if a black man stood for what was right in such a big deal issue. Right on. Let me know, Big Bob, or anyone that finds out if you were black. I would love to shake his hand.
So I have this post from...
And the other 11 jurors were white. Well, go ahead.
This post from a former guest of yours, Brandon Tatum, tweeted out this stunning revelation, and he shares a Media Research Center clip of CBS Mornings where a Lindsay Clancy juror, Paula Devlin, says the lone holdout was who blocked the 11-1 insanity acquittal was the juror's only black member. The other 11 jurors were white.
I bet they're like, how did we let this one nigga rah-rah get on here?
And he said that Gail's reaction, I guess Gail King? I forget. Oh, no. CBS? You know these black gals?
Well, I know Gail, the black king. I know Gail King, the black female.
Yeah, it's Gail. Is this gal?
Her last name is King.
Is this gal Gail King?
That's a white woman.
No, the other one.
Oh.
Watch her, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Gail King.
Yeah, he said that Gail King's reaction was something else.
Finally, I hope that's true.
Shout out to the blacks.
Shout out to the black man, allegedly, that was on his case. I would love to discuss that with you, sir. Right on.
I saw a longer clip of that male juror who was frustrated with the one that we watched.
Oh.
Who was frustrated with the allegedly black guy.
Right.
Who tied the water bottle with the... Right. With the very exercise band, the murder weapon. He said, I'm blanking on what he said. Well, he said a couple of things. He said the wrong term. He said, I believe she was not guilty by reason of insanity. But that's not what they have in Massachusetts. According to the report that I heard, they have something called not criminally responsible. Due to postpartum psychosis in her case.
What the?
So he used the wrong term.
See, what a beta. Can you imagine the number of women that are going to be killing the man's children if this female is allowed to get away with that?
Oh, I remember what it was.
What?
So they were talking to him so much and they were just hounding him so much, he just started scrolling his phone.
The black man?
While they were talking to him, yeah.
The black man did. Who is this guy? Right on. Derek said, first win for the blacks, my producer.
Oh, yeah.
You black. Amazing. Well, hopefully one day we'll find out. But whatever's on his mind, right on. The priests don't like the fact that these females are being allowed to kill the man's children. And they were like, you know what, guys? That is evil, what Clancy did. And don't be marrying these women. Don't be making no baby with these women who agree with it. Watch this from the post-millennium Catholic priest Dan Rehill denounced the strong support for demonic killer Lindsay Clancy.
Let me tell you, this Lindsay Clancy debacle. There is no universe that exists where a man would kill three of his children and be going to the courthouse and hundreds of men would show up to rally behind him. That world doesn't exist.
Right.
But somehow there's women out there that think this is a good thing. So now we are promoting killing children outside the womb. Is this not crazy? This is crazy. Yes, I understand she was on all these drugs and all the other things. Seek help. You're a grown woman. This is a catastrophe that this thing happened at all, and we should pray for her. I think she has demons, to be honest. But these women that are behind her, insanity is reigning in many places. If you're dating a woman right now who is a supporter of this woman who killed her children, cut bait and run for your life.
Amen.
Because one day you'll be having kids with her, and she thinks this is okay. I'm serious. That's a big impediment for me in a marriage.
Amen. Amazing advice. So listen, guys, do what you want. But if you are with a woman who agree and talk about same and agree with this, what Lindsay did, you're out of your mind if you stay with her, and especially if you make children with her, your baby's going to be out of here. She agreeing with this. Think about that. And the moment she gets ticked at you, she's going to call it postpartum, and your kid is done. Really good advice from the Catholic priest. Something has happened to educated women. And not all, but most. And I've said over and over, it's not educated women don't make for good wives and mothers. Well, the proof is in the pudding. Watch this from Aaron Rodger, the so-called professional football quarterback from the Pittsburgh Steelers. He says that his ex-fiance, actress Shalene, what is Shalene last name?
Let me see.
Shalene Woodley told him she had to go F this guy. His fiance told him, according to him, she had to go F this guy after they got engaged. Why is this?
You know, then I date Shalene, and I propose, and she says yes. Now, she maybe felt like she was forced to make a decision. She could have said no. But not a couple of days after that, she tells me, you know, before you get married, I got to go f*** this guy. And I'm like, because her story is that I ruined her life and gave her a crazy depression because I left her. But the actuality is she told me that, and then she took off the ring by March. So I proposed in December, took off the ring by March. And we had a couple times where we tried to, you know, get reunited, and nothing ever happened. And there wasn't even a relationship in 22 to break off. She literally told me, I don't want to be with you. After we tried to have some sort of reconciliation in 2021. So I'm like, there's just a lot of narratives out there that are just not true, you know? And they portray things a certain way because they can get away with it. Because if you say my name, like, all due respect, that is due. When you say all due respect, there's that word due, right?
Yeah.
Which, that's the big part of it. Like, how much is actually due based on what's been said? No one knows what they're doing.
He's right. Why would somebody want to reconcile with someone that said, I got to go and be with another man first, or after you get engaged, and you want to reconcile? See how that the human mind lives in a cave? What do you call those little rat things that live in those little rat, and they just turn around and around in the cave?
Maze.
I
think so. Oh, no.
Hamster.
Hamster wheel.
You know how they live in that thing? All they do is turn. That's what human beings do in their minds. They go around and around and around, seeking advice, seeking help. And all the advice is always wrong, but they still stay in that rat cage and seek advice. They consult the devil time and time again, getting crazy advice. And they keep doing it, and the devil keep laughing at you. Because the devil already knew it ain't going to work. And so he get a thrill from seeing you suffer. Because you're seeking advice from hell. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Did you know that according to Live Action ORG, nearly one-third of Generation Z has already passed away. One-third of Generation Z has already died. One-third, according to liveaction.org. One-third is already dead of Generation Z. And you want to know, well, why are they dying at such an alarming rate, Jesse? Watch this from Instagram.
Would you be surprised if I told you that one third of Gen Z has already passed away?
Wow.
Could you guess what that cause is?
Gun violence?
Yeah, I'd have to say gun violence, vehicular accidents.
Probably something to do with, like, social media, like mental health. Maybe suicide?
Mental health issues, yeah.
Cancer?
I'm going to go with cancer.
Maybe obesity, diabetes, or diseases in a sense, yeah.
Fentanyl.
Drugs.
Probably drug overdoses.
What if I told you that one in three members of Gen Z has been aborted?
Oh. That's... Wow. I did not know that was, like, the leading cause.
I didn't even think about that.
That's not super surprising, though.
I did not think of that either.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought at all.
I think it'd be more like 2 out of 3, or?
I honestly feel like yes.
I thought it would be lower.
Really?
The heck?
Lower. Definitely.
Significantly lower.
Amazing, huh? These women are killing these children like nothing going on inside the womb, according to this report, and outside. Now do you believe me when I say that human nature is evil? Human beings are evil. They have no love. They hate themselves and they hate others, all others. That's amazing. Pro-life organization estimates that roughly 26 million abortions occurred in the United States during the years associated with Generation Z birth, roughly 1997 to 2012. And that came from Zenith.org. Zenith.org. 26 million abortions occur in the United States. These females are killing these children. And they feel good about it because they say, my body, my choice. So I can kill what I want in my body. And then when it's out of my body, now I can kill it still and say postpartum did it. I was mentally ill. Derek, my producer, said, think about it. If humanity was three people, one would die from abortion. That's amazing. And this is why I say you need to lay your weapon down and stop fighting. And let human beings live the life they want. Because they've been fighting against abortion forever. They've been having these big abortion rallies, anti-abortion rally up there in Washington, D.C. It has gotten worse. That didn't help. Two devils fighting, and no one ever wins. Nowadays, men, you're taking a big risk making babies. You're making babies to be murdered. They are from the same organization. By combining the estimated number of abortions with the number of live births, these groups calculate that about 28%, or nearly 1 in 3 of that total cohort, never made it. Cohorts never made it to birth. They're dead. They're dead. One last one, then I get to your calls. They call it death, life, and life, death. A total cohort. Is that right there? Where's Derek? Give me all this stuff to read. Amazing. I want you to watch this from whatever, by way of YouTube. Royce White went off during a heated appearance on the whatever podcast while debating a transgender panel. Watch this from X.
I'm enjoying being a woman. I never, 35 years, I was born in 1991. I never knew I could be a woman.
How come you're not wearing female clothes?
Why don't you get on hormones?
Excuse me. Please let me finish what I'm saying. Don't interrupt other trans. That's trans on trans violence. Okay?
Voice shot. Oh my God, now she's got beat up.
Don't interrupt the beautiful black
trans violence is crazy.
Violence is crazy. I know. I've only been transgender for like 3 weeks. The violence I've experienced is out of control. Trans people telling me to commit. Saying I'm a piece of shit, saying my transition isn't real. It's calling me the N-word. You know, I've never been called the N-word as much as since I've transitioned. It's crazy. Wow. Transgenders face more racism than heterosexual black men. I'm having a blast being a woman. I never knew I could be a woman. It's a revelation. It's liberating. And to be a black trans lesbian is like, you know, it's a dream come true. There's been a lesbian trapped in me my whole life. I never knew until recently.
I absolutely see you as a woman. I want you to know that. I see you as a woman because only a woman would do something this bitchy and this clever. So I absolutely see you 1,000%. Girl. You go, girl.
Oh. What the? What do you think about that, hey?
That's fun. I like how everybody has a nice sense of humor about the situation.
I thought it was funny how what this man said at the end there. I absolutely see you as a woman. No other than do that but a bitch. What the? Amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old day. Now do you believe what I say, human nature is evil? There's no love in human beings. Why do you think human beings treat each other in the way they treat each other? And then they call themselves a religious Christian or Catholic or Orthodox or Muslim or Jewish or whatever religion. And they fight all in the name of love. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube. I had left off with Lin Yanxin making the claim, and I haven't looked it up, that the Queen of England started that permission granting of Sikh to be armed.
That's interesting to me.
On civilization because they used to be part of her royal protection, he thinks.
Right on. Thank you.
If
you find any information on that, send it to producer@jessieleepeterson.com. Producer@jessieleepeterson.com. Thank you.
Says Lin Yanxin.
Is
the sound of a brain failure and a placeholder where the mouth breather doesn't know what to say while waiting for the slow mind to load up.
I hear that a lot from people. Like, what do you think about Lindsay killing the children? Amazing. Thank you.
Suzanne Lane S., 8204. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you for your support.
The not you. I came across Jesse about a decade ago, forgave and turned my life around. I lost family and friends, but I didn't back down. I have peace. Stay with it.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. You were promised perfect peace, but you got to drop the anger. You got to forgive your mama. Every human being on the earth. Got to forgive their mothers first and then their father. When I say first, both. Then you shall have peace. And you will have a perfect life right here. Because you will start and will overcome the darkness, which is evil. And you will have an amazing life. The kingdom of heaven is within. Life is to live from within, not without. Stretch off on pills.net. I'll be right back to your phone calls and super chats. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Marvin Gaye would say, what's going on? Who really cares? Nobody. In all honesty, no one. And that's the truth. The No Hate Report today, the American Anchor Baby is coming up at the top of this hour. The American Anchor Baby from 9 to 11. Amazing. Check it out. Really. If you have not watched the American Anchor Baby, you've been missing it. From 9 to 11. And then at 11 o'clock, we have a brand new episode, a.m. Pacific time, we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an amazing conversation with David Mauricio. Mauricio, and Mauricio is a liberal debater and content creator.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you Jewish?
It's just curly hair.
The only thing that's missing is the hat.
A lot of people are liberal.
Being a liberal is a woman thing.
Is it a woman thing, really? Yeah.
Do you ever follow a woman?
I would follow a woman, yeah.
Oh, beta.
You're more successful than a lot of white people.
You think?
Look, you have your own show.
I have the brain of a white man. Okay. What's wrong with the blacks?
They're great people, just so you know. Great people.
I'm not going to let you rest your case. It's not happening.
You are funny. Funny and smart. You're going to like it. Really. You may not agree, may or may not agree with everything, but you will admit he's smart. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, thefallenstate.tv. And you can support The Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then don't forget, fellowship on Sunday. We have fellowship every Sunday for all people, all races, all people. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time and 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church or call 800-411-BOND for more information. Don't forget to like these videos and also don't forget to donate. Support us what we're doing at rebuildingtheman.com or jesseleepeterson.shop. And even easier than that, JLP.com or scan the QR, JLPtalk.com. JLPtalk.com or scan the QR code. Let's finish the super chat, some more of those super chats, and then I want to get you some calls.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Okay. Linyan, no, thank you. The not you. Thank you, sir. Hannah says, thank you,
thank
Jesse.
Thank you, not you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse, says Hannah's.
You're welcome.
Five coffees.
Thanks for your support. Thank you.
Charlotte says, hey, Jesse, how do you determine what to believe in the Bible and what not to believe? How do you believe the Adam and Eve story but choose not to believe that God flooded the earth?
Well, I didn't say that I believed it or doubt. I'm just saying God is love and all love. And why would God look down on earth at the people that he created? and know that they are being controlled by evil. It's not them, but it's something else controlling them. And then you say, you know what? I created those people. I'm going to go down there and drown them to death and kill them. Why would he send his son to set the captive free and kill them? When they were captured by evil in their mind and emotions, and God knew that, that's why he sent them, his son, down to set them free. Because they were captured by evil. So why would a loving God, all love, why would he go and kill the people that he created, knowing that it wasn't them, but something else was driving them? Think about that. And the reason that most people think that is because they believe in God. And in their belief in God, which is about God, because you can never believe in God. They have never found God, so they have created a God in their own mind, in their image. They have. Everything they think about God is what they think about themselves. And that's why they believe that God did that. Isn't that amazing? Because they don't have love. Anyone who believes that has zero love. They have created a false God in their mind, and they have these ideas about God. And those ideas are based on their thinking, which is of the devil. And they think they're God, so they made him in their image. Isn't that amazing? Just FYI. But you can believe what you want, and I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Mexico Pow, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
Very generous, Mexico Pow.
Right on.
Matt J. Three Coffees, these people aren't reading their Bibles. God had tons of mercy in the Old Testament, even before Christ's sacrifice on the cross for us.
Oh, amazing. And that a response to the biblical question? Thank you.
No.
It sounds like, even if it's not, it sounds like it. I appreciate it, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Deus intra, this was the order, but it got reversed. God, Christ, man, woman, children, Satan. And now it's reversed. Satan, children, woman, man, Christ, God.
What a mess, huh? Amazing. Thank you. You're right.
Derek, don't worry, Jesse. I'll give some of my stay-at-home mom government money to you for your little business.
Thank you. Right on. At least do something good with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yun Shin says, Jesse, you misunderstand. They do not blame all of that ethnic group, but the 1%, the 1%, as Bernie Sanders himself tells us, of his Pharisees and Sadducees subset of that ethnicity. Brady is dim. Referring to the Jews.
Oh.
Lord Goodhair, he says, with a follow-up.
Okay.
Lord Goodhair, ask Sister Brady if she understands her urge for deflection makes her just like the Pharisees she denigrates for ruling her kin, white people.
Ask Sister who?
Brady.
Who's that?
Your caller from Arizona.
Brady is a guy.
Lin Yun Shin seems to believe that Brady is acting like a gal.
Oh, I see.
In his deflection.
My point, Lin Yun Shin, is that anyone who blames anyone else is lost. They are evil. Because all adults only are responsible for their own actions. No one else is. And so that's what I'm asking. Everybody want to blame somebody else for what's happening in the white countries. And my question is, what's wrong with the white people that they allow these things to happen in their country? They founded the country. They built the country. And everybody else want to be in their country. What's wrong with them and they don't just take control and say no? Amazing, huh? Just like with individuals, adults. What's wrong with individuals? They won't take control of their own lives. And just say no. What's wrong with them? Everybody blaming somebody. And that is the evidence that they are of their father, the devil, the liar. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it all.
Steel Toe Morning Show rated the stream over there on Rumble.
They do. You got to know how to rumble.
Eric, don't let the mind steal the day.
That's for sure. That's a good point. Stay present. Eternal life is here and now, all the time. Eternal life is not into time, past or future. It's always now. Thank you.
Nikki bought 5 coffees in a graveyard. Every tombstone says R.I.P. Rest in peace. But you don't have to die to rest in peace. Peace is right here, right now, all the time. I've noticed suffering has become so familiar to us. We've forgotten what goodness is. We've lost our way home.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Lin Yen Chin, Jesse, you asked that black guy why they allowed us POC into the country. Look up the 1965 Immigration Act. Who wrote that act? It was not the white man. The government despises them and wants to replace them.
What a mess. What a mess, huh? Amazing. Thank you.
Isaiah W. Jr., very generous. No message.
Thank you, Isaiah W. Jr. I appreciate it.
Lin Yen Chin with another. The British developed the concept of martial races, such as like martial, you know, like war.
Right.
Categorizing specific communities, including Sikhs, as naturally loyal and warlike. This was an administrative tool used to manage and recruit troops.
That's amazing.
I looked it up. Yeah, and they were very valiant. They were so valiant that the British, you know how they're so reasonable and fair. They let them wear their turbans and their kirpans,
really?
Their knives.
So this Sikh thing isn't new.
Yeah. In 1878, the British tried to ban the kirpan in India. And so there was a big civil disobedience by the Sikhs. They're like, forget you. I'm wearing my kirpan. And so in 1922, like 50 years, 45, something like that years later, can't do math. They exempted the kirpan from the Arms Act over in India. You know how Britain ruled them. Anyway, interesting. Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
I appreciate it.
Bernie Bound Brian, 6517. Why do they call it postpartum depression when all the signs and symptoms are present pre-conception? What?
Good question.
Mike P, G-O-D, Eve, I-L. Eve ill.
I'll rest my case.
Nice. Mike P, G-O-D, it's like her logic is, since the identity of a good mother of my children isn't making me happy, the murderer of her children will get the attention she desires. I could be wrong. I'm black.
Amazing. Oh, black. She black. Oh, he black.
Mike.
Yeah, he black.
Guy.
Thank you.
The not you is like a parasite in the mind. You either get rid of it or be a host till it finally kills you. Worm emoji.
Yeah.
Thank you, the not you.
You never gonna, banking on this one, you're never gonna be free until you don't exist anymore. Right here, why, if you want life, you gotta get rid of life. You gotta let the fake life go. And then you and God will be one. You will walk with God the way hate does. Hake, walk with God, and hate is no more. Amazing. Hake, H-A-K-E, is no more. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, the not you. Deus intra, there's poison in the psychology book. There's poison in the religious texts. There's poison in the capitalist playbook. There's poison in the culture. Unite the left hamsters in Wakanda.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Waylon, one on Rumble. Jesse, I've been having some amazing days lately. The words that started me on this journey were, you are not your thoughts. I think it was you who I heard it from first. Thanks again.
All thoughts, all lies, all the time, except practical social thoughts that you need to make your meal with, clean your house with, wash your dishes, dry your car. And you don't live by those thoughts. You just do them as a tool. And then there's no more thinking. There's no other reason to be thinking. Isn't that amazing? Thank you. Stay with it.
the Hessian Hyena 999 for your little business. And feel better, Hague.
Thank you. And what do you say?
I say thanks.
You're welcome.
Lin Yen Shin 6773. The flood was to destroy the hybrid angels / humans, says he.
He's put his angels in charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. His blessings are sufficient for me. Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there. Hey.
Okay, we'll read the rest of these. Can I just read this last one? Qual for Life gifted the cookie on pill.net.
Repeat that.
Qual for Life, K-W-A-L-L.
Thank you. Oh, I appreciate that.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you.
Yeah.
I got
it. That's all for now. We'll have to read the rest later.
Yeah, I got to get you some calls here. Let me go to Joe, who's been waiting a while out of Boston, Massachusetts. Joe, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Joe.
I wanted to chime in about what's going on in the world, in America.
Okay.
Basically, it has to do with repentance. This country was founded by the teachings of Jesus and God. When the pilgrims came, they based the Constitution and all the laws in the states about what Jesus taught us. And what happened is, basically, we don't have free will. And obviously, Satan wants to destroy us.
Yeah.
He loves nothing more than killing the children and all that. So man has fallen away from repentance. He's fallen away from God. He's fallen away. The country has fallen away from the teaching of Jesus. So God has no choice, because God is only love, and he's a just God. He is the judge. Vengeance is his. So when we don't repent and turn to Jesus, like you say, forgive our parents so that God can forgive us, then he has no choice but to turn his back on us. And then evil has its way with us.
What a mess, huh?
It's sad to see. If you look at New York, they had 111,000 abortions last year. You look at California, they had 177,000 abortions last year. God has no choice but to let evil have its... What happens is, as I see it, is when a man doesn't repent and he falls into sin, Satan goes to God and says, look at what these people are doing.
Yeah.
And God has no choice but to turn his back, and because God has rules, just like gravity. If I went on the roof and jumped off because I thought I could fly, gravity's not going to say, look at this poor soul, let's catch him before he hits the ground.
Yeah. One thing about it, you're right about that. God will let you have the life you want. As an adult, you have a right, because he gave you this life freely. So you can either live a life of perfect peace, or you can live in the misery of your thoughts and emotions. You can live in hell. He's not going to interfere unless you ask for help. Then he'll bring you out of it.
Yeah, and the sad thing is he's given us more than enough sacrifices. Abraham, Moses, John the Baptizer, Elijah, Israel. He's taken his people and set them in a place, and then they fall into sin, and then it gets destroyed, and they cry out, and then they have to be moved.
Amazing.
And they were brought.
I got to run, Joe, because of time. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Let me go quickly to Florida and talk to... Who's there? Chancellor from Florida. Chancellor, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
So, Jesse, I want to get to you. A lot of callers have been talking about the Jews this morning.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I think I know what that is. I think you have a whole bunch of Kanye West callers, because you had him in the audience.
He attended a church service.
Yeah, but remember, I used to go on your show. I used to come on your show a lot.
But why do you think they're following, I don't know what you mean by Kanye. What does that have to do with what they believe?
Because me and Kanye West, we don't get along.
But I'm saying about the callers,
I'm saying that he has a lot of followers, so he's probably having a lot of them call into your show.
But you're just assuming that. You don't know if that's true or not.
No, that is true.
You don't know if that's true at all. But let me tell you, I got to run because of time, and you don't know if that's true at all, man. Let me go to first time call out of Tennessee, Mike. Mike, thank you, Chancellor. You assuming that Charlie Kanye ain't got nothing to do with that? Mike, you're on the air out of Tennessee.
First time caller, long time listener, Jesse.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks to the Lindsey Clancy trial.
Okay. Go ahead.
Man killed all his kids. Whether he had some type of mental disability, whether he was insane, and then you see a whole bunch of men get behind him and want to see him let off the hook.
No, it was the lady that the wife did and not the husband.
Right, but what I'm asking, Jesse, in the history of mankind, has it ever been the other way around where a man killed his kids and all these crazy men come out and support it?
Right, that's a good point. That's never happened. Yeah, no,
it's never happened. So if the roles were reversed, these women would be wanting to burn him at the stake, right?
Yes.
So
absolutely.
Does that not speak to you volumes about women's lack of accountability?
You know, you make a good point, but what has happened is that over the last 40, 50 years, they have allowed women to blame everyone for everything that they do. And now women don't even take, not all, but most won't even take responsibility for themselves because they have told the government and others have told them that it's not their fault. Even when they attack a man physically, and if the man fight them back, they're going to blame that on the man. They won't say, well, you got what you deserve. You can't attack a person and expect to get away with it. You're absolutely right, man.
You're exactly, and we can see firsthand what that's doing to society. So what's the answer to that, Jesse?
Men got to wake up and say no to this and change it.
So we got to start punching women in the face. That's what you're saying, Jesse?
Well, no, you don't have to necessarily punch them in the face unless you're trying to protect yourself. But you do got to say no to these people because women are responsible for their own action. Nobody else is but them.
I think the real answer is have to start instilling accountability in their daughters at an early age.
The father has to do that because the mother, unless she returns to God, she's not going to do that.
You're exactly right. God bless you, Jesse, and God bless that lone alpha male juror that didn't let saved the day.
Right on. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Nick LaBoy, Jesse, that response to "Did God flood the earth" sounded like a politician word salad, never getting to the point. Dead emoji, star shooting emoji.
I don't know what they want.
Did God flood the earth? Yes or no? Happy Friday. God bless JLP and crew.
Thank you. I don't know what you're looking for, but okay. I want.
Yes or no.
I want you to get to know God.
Yeah.
I want you to encourage you to turn to love. Let go of all bitterness, all anger, all emotions. And you'll be one with love, and you'll see. No woman has to tell you that. But a good question. Thank you.
So your answer is, I don't know.
I got to say, because we may want to use it for a biblical question.
Aha, interesting. Commander Kim, loved heart emoji, spending 9/11 with all of you today. Remember, Building 7 didn't kill itself. Have a really white weekend.
Amazing. Thank you for your support. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken. You know I often am. But I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Man, I wanted to just do some more callers here, but I just can't. I hear the music, which means we're out of time, which means that the Anchor Baby is coming next. The American Anchor Baby is coming up now. And then at 11 a.m., right after the American Anchor Baby, FallenState.tv, brand new episode at 11 a.m., which means that on Sunday, Fellowship for All, at doors open at 10:30, meeting starts at 11. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and thank you all for your support, helping us to help others. The American Anchor Baby just walked into the studio. What the? Your hair look like Jewish. I'm expecting to see a little hat. The American Anchor Baby, look, you'll see it right now when he come in. His hair look like Jewish. I expect to see him walking up and down Pico on Saturday pushing a stroller. And like a burner with a bunch of little white Jewish baby, mostly girls. I'm out of time. Michael out of Canada. Sean out of Virginia. The caller that just dropped. The one that's ringing in right now. I'm out of time. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stop being you. And live in the present. Do the silent prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/silentprayer. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. All right. Thank you. The American Anchor Baby coming right now.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.